Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. So a few days ago, two large banks in the United States faced a liquidity crisis. The banks denied depositors their funds, were ultimately shut down by the feds, and then miraculously bailed out all on the weekend. On top of that, when the markets opened on Monday morning, the entire banking sector was pretty much halted. Clearly, as we have said multiple times, there is a liquidity crisis facing the entire financial system, and what was the response from the government? Did they let the free market run its course and let capitalism sort out the winners and the losers? Nope, they did not. But they should have. In response to the failures at Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, the Federal Reserve announced their rescue plan on Sunday evening that, as of this writing, has radically changed banking in America forever. All deposits at Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank will be fully guaranteed and will be available this past Monday. What do you think the implications are for this action? The Federal Reserve has now set a precedent, which means that what they did for these banks, they will have to do across the board. So what this means is that from this point forward, the Federal Reserve is basically promising to guarantee every bank account in America. This is very worrisome for the simple fact that as of last Friday, the FDIC fund that they say is being used to bail out these banks had only $128 billion. And considering the fact that more than $19 trillion is deposited within U.S. banks, not only is that quite a promise to make, but also a mathematical impossibility. They don't have anywhere near the money they need to guarantee this. Here is what the Fed announced, taken directly from their website. To support American businesses and households, the Federal Reserve Board on Sunday announced it will make available additional funding to eligible depository institutions to help assure banks have the ability to meet the needs of all their depositors. This action will bolster the capacity of the banking system to safeguard deposits and ensure the ongoing provision of money and credit to the economy. The Federal Reserve is prepared to address any liquidity pressures that may arise. The additional funding will be made available through the creation of a new Bank Term Fundings Program, BTFP, offering loans of up to 1 year in length to banks, savings associations, credit unions, and other eligible depository institutions, pledging U.S. treasuries, agency debt, and mortgage-backed securities, and other qualifying assets as collateral. These assets will be valued at par. The PTFP will be an additional source of liquidity against high-quality securities, eliminating an institution's need to quickly sell those securities in times of stress. With approval of the Treasury Secretary, the Department of the Treasury will make available up to $25 billion from the Exchange Stabilization Fund as a backstop for the PTFP. The Federal Reserve does not anticipate that it will be necessary to draw on these backup funds. After receiving a recommendation from the Board of the Federal Depository Insurance Corporation and the Federal Reserve, Treasury Secretary Yellen, after consultation with the President, approve actions to enable the FDIC to complete its resolution of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in a manner that fully protects all depositors, both insured and uninsured. These actions will reduce stress across the financial system, support financial stability, and minimize any impact on businesses, households, taxpayers, and the broader economy. The board is carefully monitoring developments in financial markets. The capital and liquidity positions of the U.S. banking system are strong and the U.S. financial system is resilient. Depository institutions may obtain liquidity against a wide range of collateral through the discount window, which remains open and available. In addition, the discount window will apply the same margins used for the securities eligible for the BTFP, further increasing lendable value at the window. The board is closely monitoring conditions across the financial system and is prepared to use its full range of tools to support households and businesses and will take additional steps as appropriate. I mean, that was a mouthful, but that was the Fed statement. And according to their own statement, no one will have to worry that the bank will fail and that the Fed has decided completely to end the war against inflation. In a nutshell, it means that the Fed's interest rate hikes and their proposed future rate hikes are all but dead in the water, and they have now embarked on more massive liquidity injections. They won't call it qualitative easing, or quantitative easing rather, but that is exactly what it amounts to. The FDIC is basically humiliated. Think about it. Just 4 days ago, Powell was telling Congress he may hike 50 basis points because to date their efforts have not been enough to accomplish their goals to where we are now using taxpayer funds to bail out banks that have collapsed because they couldn't even handle 4.75%. This is exactly the scenario that many have warned about when the Fed started raising rates. The system simply cannot handle the rate increases. In my opinion, not only will there be no more rate hikes, but I would also not be surprised if the Fed pivots and begins lowering rates. Of course, everyone will be cheering and Wall Street will be ecstatic, but people need to understand that these actions they are taking are highly inflationary. If you think inflation was high now, you have no idea what you're facing. The Fed has painted themselves into a corner. Of course, the robot in the White House emphatically stated that the Fed's plan won't cost taxpayers a dime. But the truth is that inflation will skyrocket, and inflation is, in fact, a tax on all Americans. Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary said he would not invest in bank stocks in the aftermath of the Silicon Valley bank failures last week. The chairman of O'Leary Ventures told CNN on Monday that the federal rescue of depositors at SVB and Signature Bank means President Joe Biden has effectively nationalized the banking industry. "You have zero risk, and that has consequences," O'Leary said. "There is no such thing as a free lunch, and this is going to be very expensive for shareholders of banks long term. I would never put my money into a bank stock ever again." To date, as a result of the Fed's reckless rate hiking strategy, U.S. banks are sitting on $620 billion of unrealized losses. I know everyone tosses around words like millions, billions, and trillions like it's no big deal, but $620 billion is a huge number, and it's not going away anytime soon. How is that number going to be dealt with? This is just another landmine waiting to be triggered. Let's not forget we have additional issues facing all Americans. The housing bubble is imploding, a commercial real estate crisis, crushing student loan debt, record credit card debt, the automobile bubble, and now faith in the U.S. banking system has been greatly unnerved. In my opinion, the crisis is not even close to being over. This will have a domino effect on the entire banking industry, leading to a global financial meltdown. This was just a single domino, and what the Fed has done will have repercussions everywhere. What we are seeing is a push towards global government that is being camouflaged and cloaked in humanitarianism, multiculturalism, as well as manufactured threats such as global warming, pandemics, in order to condition the population into accepting globalization and a one-world government. Prepare yourselves and your family for what is now assured to happen. The elites are planning to create a global financial crisis the likes of which the world has never seen. Their hopes are that out of the ashes of this financial crisis will rise their new economic order. They will sell this by saying that it's the only way to stabilize the world economy and save what little remains of their wealth. Of course, just like the P word, most people will follow like sheep. If you're paying attention now, you can see that everything around you is being engineered towards this one goal. We are currently seeing a shift towards a cashless society through the help of blockchain technology that will facilitate this new world reserve currency. The global elite are also moving their countries towards centralizing currency in the form of so-called central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs, which could be used as a tool of total social control. If managed improperly, they can cancel out your bank balance with a single keystroke. Then you have no freedom or no autonomy. You are a slave to the system and completely beholden to the elite. If you think this is a wild conspiracy theory and it could never happen, you should be aware that the elite are quietly trying to move to CBDCs right now in the United States without any public discussion. Governor Kristi Noem of South Carolina caught them trying to change the definition of currency by burying it in a fine print of a 100-page bill. She joined Tucker Carlson last week to send a warning to all of us that we need to wake up to what they're doing. If the globalist elite are allowed to carry out their plan within the next few years, most people will have lost their entire life savings. They will own nothing, and the elite will have total control over every aspect of your life. Prepare yourselves and your family. They are taking the system down, so get extra food, water, get cash for emergencies in case there is a run, and if possible, get out of debt and move some money into precious metals. There are many reputable companies to buy from. Some include JM Bullion, SD Bullion, Money Metals. You can use whoever you think's best, but just take some action before you can't. This is not financial advice in any way, Just a thought from me telling you what could happen and what might happen and how you best prepare. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.